Good evening, everybody. We're on the bottom of Yunom Abayis, the last, the second to last line. Rabbi Yochanan Moshe Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Ben Onu. Rabbi Yochanan was quoting Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. By the way, you see all throughout the whole Talmud that Rabbi Yochanan was an Amora is quoting Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, who was a Tana who lived presumably quite early. And if you look in the Seder HaDoras, he says Rabbi Yochanan lived hundreds of years. So whatever you want to do with that, you can do with that. Other people just learn regularly. There are many Rabbi Yochanans. But Ketzer, I'd like to just like set as part of, since we started in the introductory remarks, we mentioned that Rabbi Yochanan was reportedly the one to put together the Yerushalmi in Tveri and the Galil. So it's going to be interesting. I think we've seen quite a few references to Rabbi Yochanan in just these first 10 vlot. You know, it's very interesting. Autobiographical, yeah. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is being quoted in Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe he had a Kabbalah in his name and it wasn't hearing it directly. That might be the simple way to do it. Kagan Anu, people like us, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai referring to himself, people like us, whose Taraso Umnaso, meaning all he did was learn, he did nothing else. Sha'iskim Tamatar. We're not even going to be mafsik for Kriya Shema. Even though the Mishnah says over there in Shabbos that you're mafsik for Kriya Shema, you're not mafsik for Tefillah, doesn't apply to Rav Shimon ben Yochai b'chaverus. He's l'chayra, he's Isaac in the midst of Talmud Torah to the extent that even though normally we don't say kol Isaac in the midst of part of the mitzvah by Talmud Torah, because it's lumen amnas lasais, it's not one of those mitzvahs which you say Isaac in the midst of part of the mitzvah. But when you get to a certain level, like Reb Shimon ben Yochai, where it was Tairaso Umnaso, then maybe it's different. Now, this is really going to be the focus on this Gemara now. Reb Yochanan Amar Al Gamei, where Reb Yochanan said about himself, Kagon Anu, Shein Anu Oiskim Talmud Torah, people like us, who we are not Oiskim Talmud Torah, meaning that it is not Tairaso Umnaso, they had Parnasa, they had other things that they did besides learning, then I feel it's a Masik, and we're Masik even for Tfilah. Correct. That's correct. So that's a good question. On the bottom here, he says that. Let's see. Yeah, number one, he starts off with that, right? Although Rabbi Yochanan had no other occupation, he did not consider himself worthy of being a great Jewish Meir. That's one approach. Others explain that he brings from Rashi that says he had an occupation. It's a good question. I just saw before, 5 minutes before I got here, that the Rambam is quoted as saying that if you're someone, he's talking about his time, that if you're someone that is only Isaac in learning, then you don't have to be Masik for Tefillah. And the big question, of course, is, what are you talking about? Even if Yochanan didn't feel he was worthy of that level, and you, the Rambam, are quoting this as being something which is nagel us. So this is something to look into if you want to do some Ian on that. So Dan Kedatei, Rabbi Yochanan follows his shita, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai follows his shita, meaning like this: Rabbi Yochanan follows his shita. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Halvayim Shas Follow Kol Yom Shein Tefillah Mafsedes. This language we had before, that he holds Halavai Davin all day because there's no harm done by being misbal extra. Meaning, what does it mean is no harm? The Peshat no harm means it's not Bittul Torah. That's what he means, right? The big problem is going to be, what are you davening all day for? What happened to learning, right? But he holds Ein Tefillah Mafsedes, that it's a equivalent, okay? So, therefore, he says even people who are scholars like himself should interrupt their studies for tefillah. Reb Shimon Yochai Kedatei. Now listen to this. Reb Shimon Yochai says, "Ilahavino Kliyim Al Tur Desinai B'Shaita B'Shaita Torah Yisrael." I would have been around in Hasinai when the Torah was given to Kli Yisrael. Havino Mizbay Kamarachman. I would have asked the Rabbanu Shlomo and the Yisburi Levar Nishah trained for him, and I would have said, "I'd like to have two mouths. Chad to have a loy bar raisa, one which would say Torah." The chad, they call tzarchei, and the other mouth, you do all the other needs for. So That's what he would have, that would have been his request had he been in Har Sinai. To me, this the Gemara here is the Chiddush of this Gemara in my mind is that Maimon Har Sinai is a time of Bria. And that's a very interesting concept over here. Whoever thought of Har Sinai as a Zman of Bria? I mean, that sounds like a nice thing to ask when Baruch Shalom Shas Maisa Bracious at Har Sinai? I don't know. But we'll leave it at that. I didn't look into that too much. It just it hit me when I read the Gemara. Chazav Amar, but then he went ahead and he retracted that statement. V'umah in chad hu. Marach is a kavuchaymer. Marach, you only have one mouth. The world can't stand, exist on account of all the Lashon Hara and the Rechilas and Mitzi Shemra and everything that's coming out of that mouth, all the mechleikus that has a result in that mouth. You'll have a train of has come. If you would have created two mouths, imagine you'd have double the amount of mechleikus and Lashon Hara and so on. So he changed his mind. But the point of it is, though, in Flug, like they say, that he would have wanted there to be one mouth dedicated to Torah. So you see, that's his shita, that Torah stands in a class by itself, copy everything else.
Just to answer your question, I don't think I
Yeah.
understand it. I don't think
Out loud.
Matan Torah was the time they got the Torah. How could he have asked for one, two mouths before Matan Torah?
And how could he ask for Bria?
Okay,
That
but
was my
couldn't
question.
you said it'd be okay as a Maizebrachis? A Maizebrachis didn't have the Torah to ask
Well, it
for.
says Yom HaShishi that the whole Bria was totally on the Kabbalah Satorah on the sixth day of Sivan. So I don't know. That's that, and the way I understood that Gemara by the Zohar is because there's a Kaparas Avinus in a sense, but I didn't think it was a restart from the beginning. Even if you're going to go to, you know, Kanimachet, it's still not going to be a recreation, right? Okay.
Which mouth does that mean? The same mouth that he was learning Torah with would be the same mouth to for tefillah, or he can do both at the same time?
No,
he can't have another mouth.
No, it's a mouth.
It says in the foot.
Really?
Okay. What is what are we what are we what are we what are we addressing here?
What would each mouth do?
In which case,
I heard this. This I thought it was a message. I heard this before. And I heard the shot that. It's a tribute to the Kedusha and power of Torah that he needed one mouth for Torah and everything else for Bar Batalim, everything else except for Torah. But it's a word in the Kedusha of Torah that requires a special tyrant and not styling mouth.
So tefillah would be together with the.
Tefillah would be the other things, absolutely. I mean, you have the brachas, you have the benching, you have everything that's going to be done with the other mouth. The bottom line is that's the point of the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, according to his shita, according to his shita is being brought out by this. What's this called? Oh, it is feeling. What's the word? Another word for feeling. I'm not saying the right word. No. Oh, yeah, I can't think of the word. Okay, no. It's right. Have to be a good, you know, password.
So that he should have two mouths. Still, if he had two mouths. He'd be able to
okay, I don't know if that's what it means. Maybe. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Yossi told me Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yossi said in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is like Rabbi Chanina ben Akav. The Tony, there's a brisa. Christ says Svarim Tefillin Mezuzos. The people who write Svarim. Tefillin and mezuzahs, which the Gemara in the Bible says that those people are considered Isaac and mitzvah, patam and mitzvah, as you're well aware. So here too, mafsikin, lekriya shema, they are mafsik for kriya shema, but im mafsik lefillin, they don't stop for tefillin. So that seems to be like, you know, more on the level of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai a little bit. Rav Chanina ben Akavya Omer, geshem shemafsikin lekriya shema, kach mafsikin lefillin ulefillin. L'shar kol mitzvah shoter. So they don't have Torah or any other mitzvah or Shema. Everything's the same, no difference from one mitzvah to another.
So
far, not only that. Take a look in Bavli. I mean, this is not a Yerushalmi, so yeah, take a look in Bavli. You'll see they're considered Isaac mitzvah part of mitzvah. They could be in theory. They could be putter from. They could be Isaac from mitzvah, Patra mitzvah, they could be Patra from tefillah. And if you take a look at Rashi says The Radaik from Rashi. Rashi says that they sell the mitzvahs lishma. In other words, their primary focus is that everybody should have tefillin. Everyone should have mezuzahs. It's a total focus on the mitzvah. If they're in it to make a living, I don't know if it would apply. Okay. We're on 11a2. What's going on over here? Rav Shimon Yochai is going to just be Isaac and Torah, and he's not going to keep the mitzvah of lulav. He's not going to keep the mitzvah of sukkah. The last thing that Rav Shimon Yochai halamid amanas lasos v'lo halamid shalol lasos shahalamid shalol lasos not lo shalom. Person has to learn in order to what to do the mitzvahs, and if not, it's better that he should not have been created. A similar thing. Rehan said, "Halom neshalol as a person doesn't learn amanas to fulfill nachlo kilo nefeshul yasal panav loyatzul olam. It would have been better for his placenta to have turned on his face and not come out into the world." So he says a very interesting chat here on the bottom, in footnote 10. I just want to mention it because I thought it was very, very creative. He says that why do they pick this example of the placenta? Because it says in the Gemara Ni, the famous Gemara, that the Malach comes and learns with the fetus. So what's the purpose of the Malach learning with the fetus? So he'll know what to do when he comes out, you know, into the world. But you may as well, if you're not going to be being Lomid Amanas Lassus, you may as well stop right there. Very nice, very creative thought. Anyway, so that's the Gemara's Kasha. What's going on here with Rosh Hashanah? So Gemara says, "Time of Rosh Hashanah, this actual Yerushalmi is quoted in Tosfos in Brachos. He says, "Zeh Shinun v'zeh Shinun." That means that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is v'shinantam l'vanecha, and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is also a type of Shinun, a type of learning. So therefore, in mevatel Shinun mei Shinun, you don't suspend one mitzvah, that's articulation, on account of another mitzvah, that's articulation. In other words, there's no my law. So what we're saying is like this, right? So let's see how we explain this. So what he says here on the bottom is like this. Both Kriya Shema and Talmud Torah are involved speech, right? Not action. So let's see here. It's true regarding mitzvahs that involve action, you have to suspend your learning. But you're not obligated to spend your Torah study for another mitzvah that's only speech.
Same one in the spreadsheet.
Yeah, that's what he says over here. So therefore, for Kriya Shema, you don't have to be mafsik. Now he brings over here from the Haredim Ha'ara that Lechora. So what we're saying now is, again, what we're saying is, if Shema Yechai would stop learning to Mekai in the mitzvah of Lulav and Sukkah. But he would not stop his learning for the mitzvah necessarily of Kriya Shema because he is Terasa Umnasa. Why not? He's not allowed to be Lomid Shlomanas Lassos. The answer is Zeshinun Bezeshinun. They're equivalent. They're just Gibor, apparently. Now, if that's the case, Haredim Mass, but the mitzvah of Kriya Shema has this additional element of Kabbalah al Macha Shemayim, which would be missing, presumably, from Talmud Torah. Now, I have my own answer to that question. What? Yeah, what I would say is like this. If you know the Mishnah Berurah, it says you're not supposed to sit in front of someone that's Davin Shmona Esrei, right? Because why? Because it looks like he's being Kabbalah al Macha Shemayim, and you're not. So you can't sit in front of someone Davin. Right? That's the reason. However, if you're learning Torah, then you don't have to get up. Why don't you have to get up? Because learning Torah shows that you're Kabbalah Macha Shemayim. So that means Torah is Kabbalah Macha Shemayim, right? That's what I thought the answer would be. The Haredim does not say that answer. He says a better, let's see, compare his answer to my answer. His answer is that when it says he didn't say Kriya Shema, it doesn't mean he didn't say it at all. He said the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, but that takes very little time. It's not really going to bother his learning. And with that first pasuk of Shema, he was Makayim the din of Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim. That's his shot. That's an important note. That's an important to note. Footnote 11 here. Okay. So now this is a very interesting diuk. The Mishnah is going to what? It says a person who reads after the Zman Kriya Shema. We mentioned this a couple of times. The poor guy, he keeps dropping off. This is like the fifth time he dropped off. It says in the Mishnah, Hakarim Mikam Ve'elach Lo Hefsed, that you don't lose. So that means the third hour comes, you pass the third hour, Lo Hefsed, you don't lose. What is it you don't lose? Elokakar B'Torah. Reading Kriya Shema is like learning Torah. So what's that mashma? Just from the language of the Mishnah. It's mashma that if it would have been before the end of the Zman Kriya Shema, it would go beyond Talmud Torah. It's like Talmud Torah if you miss Zman Kriya Shema. But if you're before Zman Kriya Shema, it's even more than Talmud Torah. So what's with Rav Shimon Yochai? Of course he should be Oisek in Kriya Shema, because he'll get even more of a Madrega. That seems to be the question. Even more. So where it says he, that's true. Meaning he here means that's true for regular people. For you and I, there's a Mila of Kriya Shema Bezmana, but not for Shema Yochai. For him, it's different. Amar Rab Yudan, Rab Shema Yochai, Ayidei Shohaya Todd of the Vitara, the Fiyach of Eina Chaviva Yosem of the Vitara. Again, this is just a more he's saying, however, I don't know what this is, however, this is the same idea. For him, it's not more dear. Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, I just thought, however, sounds like he's changing from what he just said, but I don't think that's true, right? Hold on 1 second.
It sounds like maybe the
Omach
Shemayim
is not because the Iker, even in Shema, is the Torah. Right. The Iker is Torah. Yeah. However, for regular people, it's however for him, it's different. Yeah, that's what he said. Okay. Another answer. Amarab Abba Mori Lo Taninon. That the Mishnah, when it says he's learning the Torah, but the way he understands the diyuk, in other words, we made a diyuk that if it would be in its time, it would be even more than Kori B'Torah, he's changing the diyuk. If it would be in the time, outside the time, it's like reading Chumash. If it would be in the time, it's like learning Mishnayos. Okay? Which apparently that's certainly higher than study of the Torah Shem Ksav. Rav Shem Yechai Kedatei, Rav Shem Yechai, Ha'isak Amra, Ha'isak V'mikra, Mida, She'eno Mida, we have in Bavli, it's Ve'eno Mida, it's Mida, She'eno Mida, it's not a large measure, meaning it's not as high, it's okay. You know, if you're learning Chumash, it's nice, but it's not like learning Torah Shem Baal Peh. Torah Shem Ksav is a nice Madrega, but Torah Shem Baal Peh is much higher, okay?
Yeah.
But they argue, they held it's the same level. Okay, so that explains that. Okay, Bisham Ayonrim, how are we doing here? Okay, we got 10 minutes. We got to get to the bottom of this page at least. Halacha Gimel, Bishamai says, you have to lay down at night. So you have to be lying on your side when you say Kriya Shema at night. But okay, yeah, where do you have to stand up? Everybody reads the way they are, whatever position you're in. On your way. So what is Beis Hillel going to do with the pasuk? It's telling us the Zmanim, like we've said 100 times already. Let's go to the Gemara. Now, Beis Hillel has explained the pasuk of Rishak Machom Kumecho. What's Beis Shammai going to do with Beis Hillel's pasuk? So my answer is that Beis Shammai is excluding people who are Isaac and Mitzvahs. It's only when you are sitting in B'Shevas Tidach, when you are in your own sitting. But if you're going in a derech for mitzvah, then you're potter. And the reason we have chasanim as an independent category, even though chasanim are also Torah, Tirda, the mitzvah. However, it's really only in his own mind, so it's not really as obvious that that's considered a dvar mitzvah. So kamashlan, that even that is considered Isaac with mitzvah. Okay, so we've answered up the psukim, both according to Beishalai and Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel obviously is going to have a retort for this as well. To know how does Beis Hillel know Isaac mitzvah, Pater mitzvah, the footnotes he brings this down. Next, Tony, Maisa Rabbi Lozman, Azayim Rabbi Shmuel, Shahi Shuim B'mach Bethod. They were staying in a certain place. Rabbi Lozman, Azayim, and Rabbi Shmuel in a certain place. Hi, Rabbi Lozman, Azayim, Muta, he was lying. Reclining is the way he translates it. From Bishmuel, Zaka from Bishmuel was standing. Okay, you got it? Rabbi Bishmuel is standing, Blazman Isaiah is leaning. He gives my eyes Krishma. Now Krishma comes. So what happens? This is apparently in the morning, I guess, right? At the morning Krishma, Niska from Blazman Isaiah. Blazman Isaiah stands up. He was lying down. He stands up to say it because of Kumecha, it says in the Pasuk, which is like Beishamai's opinion. Vehita Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel immediately went ahead and lay down. So Rabbi Shmuel was standing, and he went out of his way to lie down. So now Omar Rabbi Lozman Azayel Rabbi Shmuel. So he said to him, "You know what? Your behavior is like. Why do you have such a long beard? Why you look like you never shave? You never trim your beard? What's going on?" So he says, "You know why I grow it this long? It's because I want to show everybody else who's mashkes, meaning they're going out and they're shaving, let's say, with a razor, and they're bringing over the Isser Torah, right? So you're like objecting to my behavior. I stood up and you lie down on Isha Yisim with Kafti. I was lying and I stood up, and Atasha Yisim Zokafiti. So you were standing and you laid down." Malloy, he says, "I'll tell you why I did it. Atonis kafka to the Shammai. You stood up to do like the Sheet of Beis Shammai. And he tasted to the Rebbe Shammai. I had to lay down like Beis Hillel." Which means I needed to. It's in other words, you're right. It was unnecessary. But he's going to explain it a little more. Does he say it down here? I mean, the Dover Acher is really the point. The point is he doesn't want to have it look like I'm standing because I hold like Beis Shammai. You went out of your way to stand like Beis Shammai. If I'm going to remain standing, everyone's going to see us and say the halacha is like Beis Shammai. I can't do that. So therefore, I had to lay down to show that I object to that.
We say that. Where is Beis Shammai?
Exactly not. There's no isser to stand, but since he went out of his way to stand, so therefore Rabbi Shmuel felt, now Tamina, we're going to see this, they're not going to realize that I'm just standing because I don't like Beis Hillel, and you can say it in any way you want. So therefore I went and laid down to make sure that we're covered. I'm not sure exactly, if you don't say that on the first shot, what exactly he had said to them.
Beis Shammai is standing.
One second. Rabbi Shmuel is lying down. Rabbi Shmuel was standing and he laid down. So what is he doing?
The Dover Acher is that he really would hold a Beis Shammai, but he didn't want the Doros to think that's okay.
No. Rabbi Shmuel holds like Beis Hillel. Rabbi Shmuel holds like Beis Hillel. Rabbi Lozman Isaiah was going and being makbid to do like Beis Shammai. But Rabbi Shmuel was standing. He had to lay down because he didn't want people to say that Allah was like Beis Shammai. Again, we're talking about Krishma Shal Shakras. Okay, let's go on. Halacha Dalit. I'm Rabbi Tafin. I was going the way once. I went ahead and I laid down like Beis Shammai Shita. He obviously, by not moving Yeah, we're shachbuchal. The evening shema. Evening. We're off at evening shema here. So traveling on the road, evening shema. Not a good idea to lie down on the road because you're by yourself. It's dark. Listen will find you. Better to keep moving. So he put himself in sakana. On Luloy, so they said to him, you would have been fitting for you to be killed. In other words, you would have been liable for your own demise. If a person isn't careful with his own life and he's masakin himself and he gets killed, he's responsible for his own lack of care. Shavarta adere Beis Hillel. You are over Beis Hillel's words, meaning Beis Hillel says that you can do it in any way, shape, or fashion, right? Okay. 21. Anything here? Okay. Well, let's go on. Let's see. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, doidim d'rei Sofram d'rei Torah. The words of Sofram are beloved with the words of Torah. Dodim, it's a funny language. Dodim. Nila dodi v'dodi. Right, they're beloved. The chavivin d'rei Torah. And there's dear as the words of Torah itself. Chikeith kiyein hatov. The words of your palate are like the finest wine. Now, this is just something here to quickly comment on. If you think about it, I heard this with Shem Rosher Bear, who said this many years ago, that he said, what about the Torah that surrounds a Mitzvah Drabbanan? So if you have a Mitzvah Drabbanan such as Kriyas HaMegillah, and you have a whole Masechta HaMegillah, which surrounds a Mitzvah, which is Drabbanan, are you going to tell me that the Torah that discusses the mitzvah of Drabbanan is a lesser level of Torah? That someone who's learning Torah, so you're learning Masechta Megillah, you're learning about a mitzvah of Drabbanan, so is that Torah, which is a Drabbanan Torah? Is that like a lower level Torah than the other parts? If I was learning, like we're learning now about the Kriya Shema, says that then they're Raisa. So we're learning Torah on a Torah level. The person studies Masechta Megillah, he's learning Torah on a Drabbanan level. No, that's really what's being brought out a little bit, I think, by this Gemara. Dodim divrei sofrim with divrei Torah, but chavivim kedivrei Torah. There's chaviv as Torah itself. So even the Torah on a drabbanan has the same status as Torah d'oraisa. That's all I wanted to time it. That could be a pshat over here. Okay. Shem bar vav b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Dodim divrei sofrim with divrei Torah. The words of sofrim are. They're even more dear. It's even better than wine. Let's prove that Divrei Sofrim are more dear than Torah itself. Why? If Reb Tarfin would not have read the Kriya Shema at all, what would he have done? He would have been vatal mitzvah asei b'shaval taisa. That's not good, but it's not. It's not a chi of misa, but ayadei shavral divrei beisil. But he went ahead and he was shachbacha when he didn't have to. Then it's chi of misa. It's chi of misa for that. So you see, being over on a drabbanan is more. Drabbanans are more than Torah itself. Al shame. So the Gemara says why? Of pirates together. Yishkanu nochesh. This is the second time we had that, right? Again, you're being pirates together. Honey, Rabbi Yishmael. And this getter, by the way, is not a getter that's protecting. It's not a protection over here. Like before, we were talking about Peretz getter in the case of Shimon Yochai with the guy eating the Shemitah. So there he was being Peretz getter. Over here, what's he being Kairos? So Beis Hillel says you could read Kriya Shema standing, lying any way you like. What getter are you being Peretz if you do like Beis Shema? So why is it a pirate's getter? Just the fact that they said it, that's enough of a getter. Okay, could be. We could say maybe a little tiefer, but it's 8:59, and I'm afraid I'm going to run out of time. So should we stop here? Okay, so we'll stop here. We're on 12:81. So how about Moitzei Shabbos? Is anybody have any objection? Let me just shut the recording. One second. Hold on. Let me shut the recording here. Hold on.